Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of December 14th, 2020 before it happens. My name is Bruce and let's get started with GUI Pick of the Week. Being released this week on Netflix is Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. From what I have heard, this is absolutely an amazing movie. Yes, it does happen to be the last on-screen performance of Chadwick Boseman. I believe this is going to be one of those great movies that you'll probably want to see. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, ABC has The Shot, Race for Vaccine, a special edition of 2020. For Tuesday, CBS has Play On, celebrating the power of music to make change. For Wednesday, CBS has the finale of The Amazing Race. Fox has the finale of The Masked Singer. CW has the finale of Devils. And TBS has the finale of Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. For Thursday, USA Network has the finale of Ms. and Mrs. For Friday, nothing. For Saturday, Sci-Fi has the premiere of Letters to Satan Claus. And HBO has the premiere of Wendy. For Sunday, CBS has Garth and Trisha Live, a holiday concert, and the 22nd annual A Home for the Holidays. TLC has the premiere of Unexpected. For movies coming out this week, you have Fatale, where Michael Earley plays a married man who is tricked into a murderous scheme by a female police detective played by Hilary Swank. You have Monster Hunter, where Lieutenant Artemis and her loyal soldiers are transported to a new world. They engage in a desperate battle of survival against enormous enemies with incredible powers. There is also Greenland for video on demand. The apocalyptic mega disaster in this involves a comet breaking into pieces and those pieces hitting Earth, causing total devastation. The main plot focuses on one family that must get to an underground bunker located in Greenland before another piece destroys the rest of the planet. For DVDs coming out this week, you've got Tenet, Infidel, and Alone. For online services this week, Netflix, you have A California Christmas, Hilda, Season 2, Tiny Pretty Things, Season 1, Song Exploder, Season 2, How to Ruin Christmas, The Wedding, Ripper, Run On, Season 1, Home for Christmas, Season 2, Sweet Home, and like I said, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. For Prime, you've got Season 5 of The Expanse, and The Grand Tour presents A Massive Hunt. For video games coming out this week, you have Collection for Saga, the Final Fantasy Legend for Switch, and that is the last video game that's coming out this year. For GUI news, new episodes of GUI Nights, Smack My Pitch Up, Beautiful Disasters, From the Mouths of Madness, Deeply Upsetting, and Geek Father. For one more thing, you may have seen some news come out last week about Star Wars and Marvel and thought to yourself, what's going on? Why is all this news coming out now? Well, last week, the Disney investors call happened. For most companies, this call is about numbers and profits and expectations. It's really boring shit. The biggest entertainment company in the world, however, turned it into something you would see at Hall H on San Diego Comic-Con. I'm going to go through as much as I can. I will not get through everything. For Disney and Pixar, streaming shows are going to be including Baymax, Zootopia Plus, Tiana, Moana, Doug Days, Cars. Those are all from their prior movie properties. And you got Iwaju, which is going to be new. Movies coming out include Encanto, Raya and the Last Dragon, Lightyear, which is a Toy Story prequel, Turning Red. Soul is going to be coming out on Disney Plus on the 25th. For Lucasfilms, not just Star Wars, but Lucasfilms, you've got the fifth Indiana Jones film with Harrison Ford, Children of Blood and Bone, and Willow, which is a direct sequel to the original film with Warwick Davis returning. For Star Wars, you've got animated stories like The Bad Batch and a droid story coming out. Streaming, you have two Mandalorian spinoffs, which is Ahsoka and Rangers of the New Republic. You've also got Andor, which is a Rogue One prequel, and Hayden Christensen will be back for the Obi-Wan Kenobi limited series. There's also The Acolyte, which is a dark side user in the last days of the High Republic, Lando, and the next Star Wars movie will be Rogue Squadron. For Marvel, Kevin Feige talked about WandaVision, Loki, the Falcon and Winter Soldier, Ms. Marvel, Hawkeye, She-Hulk, and Moon Knight. New shows that have not been announced to this point are Secret Invasion with Samuel L. Jackson and Ben Mendelsohn. You've got Armor Wars with Don Cheadle and Ironheart. There will also be a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special that will premiere the year before the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 comes out. Now, WandaVision will tie directly into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which will tie directly into Spider-Man 3. Fantastic Four is going to be in the works. And finally, Chadwick Boseman's role in Black Panther will not be recast. Now, I know I went through a lot of stuff. I didn't even get through everything. I didn't mention that Alien is going to have a TV series that's going to be set on Earth. Didn't mention that. But when I get more information, the more specifics about anything here, I'll let you know. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. If you want to call us and leave a voicemail, it's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.